Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Malia!
You waited all week. You kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You hid in your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
Welcome to another exciting hour of Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my co-host, the most beautiful woman in the world, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California Girl. What a show we have today. The Cowboys acquired Jonathan Hankins from the Raiders. He's a defensive tackle to shore up their defense. Isn't that something?
Wow, that sounds like some pretty exciting news there, Eddie. There's always something going on in the world of the NFL. But, you know, we've also got some really good stuff in the World Series. The Phillies versus the Astros and the NFL. Woohoo! Nice.
Oh, and college football. Plus, surprises from the NFL as well as all busted up and so much more. You know something? The World Series. I can't wait for the World Series. I'm a baseball nut. And I'm going to tell you already, the Phillies ace, Zach Wheeler, who's 12-7, is going against Justin Verlander in the opening game. And I really can't wait to get a load of that, because I'm going to have a good time. And I'm going to be in Houston, and I'm going to be at that game. I'm going to be at one of the Astros games. So I'm real excited about that.
Right. Yep. Yeah. My money's on Phillies. Let's go with, a couple other things real fast here. I got to plug the contest. I just want to say to each and everyone out there listening, thank you for voting every day on Patricia Summerlin Fab 40 contest. Just vote, vote, vote. Much appreciated. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram, and just, find the link and read it and vote. It's free votes all the way till December 15th. And we're right now, I think, back at number one. So I want to thank everyone who's doing that.
And you know something? And what we got coming up today, I'm so excited. I'm glad for you being number one.
Thank you,
Eddie. It's always good to work with somebody. It's number one, So, but today we got some real hot stuff coming up. And what you don't want to do is touch anything. We'll be right back with more Mouthing Off right after this.
Hey, jabronis, Mouthing Off will return.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
We're back with more Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield along with my co-host Patricia Summerlin. How about the Major League Baseball? The Phillies beat the Padres in 5 games, 4-3. The Phillies are World Series bound, Patricia. Bryce Harper finally lived up to his calling with his good friend JT Realmuto on first base with the Phillies down 3-2 late in the NLCS Game 5. Bryce Harper walked to the plate for the biggest at-bat of his career. Padres Robert Suarez and Bruce Harper took him to a 2-2 count, and he knew Suarez was going to bring some high heat. And when he did, that ball flashed off Harper's bat and into the third row in left field. Phillies 4, Padres 3, 2-run homer, and guess where the Phillies are going?
Right, they're going to the playoffs. That's going to be good. Right.
The World Series is going to be the Phillies against my Astros. You know that?
Yeah.
And
your Astros.
That's what's going to be really
good. That's right.
My Astros. That's right.
You see, Eddie, that's where most people, only most people dream of those moments. And that's pretty awesome. So Harper just experienced that.
And it's about time because he's never lived up to his big billing. You know what I mean? He just never showed up at the right moment. And now he finally has. And, you know, when you look at great moments like that, it only happens once in a lifetime sometimes. You never get it back. And you know what I'm really excited about? The Astros swept the Yankees, and they headed to the World Series to fight the fighting Phillies, as they call them, because the Phillies have got a great ball team. Don't you? All you fans out there, don't second guess the Phillies. And bet all your money on the Astros, like my buddy Mattress Mac does in Houston. And Mattress Mac is one cool dude, man. And he bets millions of dollars each year on the Astros or you know, if they get in the World Series. And if they lose or if they win, he gives free mattresses away. Millions
that's
of dollars.
That's what I'm just going to ask you. What's Mattress Mac? Yeah, that sounds interesting. Yeah. I thought maybe he was on his mattress betting, you know, taking, you know, bets on games, you know, because there's those guys too. I know those guys.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Mattress Mac was a huge wrestling fan, still is. And he used to do, when we'd wrestle at Sam Houston Coliseum in downtown Houston, he would come in and do with Paul Bosch. He'd cut his promos for Mattress Mack. And that really helped him get real famous. And you know, he's a real dear friend of mine. And I hope he wins because I'm an Astro guy. So,
right. That's a cool thing.
Hey, I want you to answer this for me. Give me the Astros rookie shortstop.
Yeah, I'm getting to that, Eddie. Yep. The Astros rookie shortstop and soon to be ALS, of course, most valuable player, Jeremy Pena. He had a game trying a three-run homer on Sunday. So he's tying three home. So the Yankees were swept by the Astros in the best of seven ALCS. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Good for Jeremy Pena.
Oh, really cool. Yeah, and he's a great ball player. And that's why I wanted to talk about him. I mean, this guy, he can hit the ball. And it's really cool. And it's like the Astros. What I love about the Astros, they're a comeback team, Patricia. And the Phillies had better watch it. Because
they certainly are in this way. Yeah.
Yeah,
this year is their comeback.
All busted up.
Well, let me tell you, who's on all busted up, Patricia, this week? It's the New York Yankees. They had a great team, just couldn't win the big games. The Astros were too much. They swept them like a bunch of dirty dust underneath a table. Instead of cleaning it up, they just swept it underneath it there. And you know something? They didn't even win one game. I mean, the Yankees are supposed to be the powerhouse like the Dodgers, the best team that money can buy. But it shows that sometimes money is wasted and it just doesn't work. Isn't that right, Patricia?
That's right. And in that case, that's a fact. So, you know, that's what we're saying here. So, you know, again, my money's on the Phillies, Eddie. Just saying.
Well, you're going to lose some money. I'm just letting you know. We'll make a wager here. I'll take the Astros, and you can take the Phillies.
All right,
and we'll put a little wager on it because I'm going to win. You know, we're liable just to sweep the whole Phillies. They just be in and out so quick it made their head swim. But you never know. I don't want that. I would like to see more than you know, a few games. I like to see a really battle that comes down to a real pitching duel and then have a guy like a Harper, but not Harper, Pena for the Astros, hit a three-run shot at Minute Maid and win the World Series. That's what I would like to see. Now, what would you like to see, Patricia?
Well, you know, again, I like Bryce Harper. I think Bryce Harper is a good player. You're undercutting Bryce. I've got some good things to say about Bryce in the upcoming episodes. So, you know.
Hey, I'm not undercutting Bryce Harper. He just, he never lived up to what his billing was. But what he did, he finally did by putting him in the World Series. I'm giving him heads up on that. A little kudos for that. But,
He's
been making all this money all these years and not hitting squat. He couldn't even hit his shoe size.
That's for most baseball players, just saying, you know, give or take the Dodgers, of course, because most of those guys are right on, I've got to say. My Dodgers are...
Oh, your Dodgers lost. Do you understand that?
They're at home
sitting and watching the Astros and the Phillies play in the World Series. So how good could they be?
You know, I know, because they've been in a place. They had to, you know, step back a little bit and let someone else shine. And we'll see who's going to shine.
They had no choice. They got their hiney whipped.
I know. The Astros or the Phillies. Well, we'll see.
They got spanked. They had the best record in all of baseball and couldn't even make it to the World Series. So what does that tell you? They got spanked. And that's just the way it is.
That means you got to take a back seat, and that's what they're doing, you know. Just like my poor Angels, which the Angels, I think, is all the way in back of the bus. Sorry, Angels.
Oh, they're way, yeah. They haven't even made it to half of the bus yet. And you know, I hope that they will get a good ownership in there and turn that franchise around, because it's a great franchise. It was.
And, it was. If they get new ownership,
it was owned by
Gene. Halos can come back.
It was owned by Gene Autry, for God's sake.
Not Gene LaBelle. Yeah, that's the other. Yeah, that's right. Gene Autry owned that. Can you imagine, though, how about Gene LaBelle if he ever, you know, God rest his soul, if he ever owned a baseball team? I bet it'd be really kicking.
He'd kill half of them.
That's true.
You know,
that's
true. The left fielder, he would never show up because he got a broke leg. And the right fielder, like, he broke his arm. So, I mean, he'd have the DL would be full of everybody. You know, with Gene LaBelle. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Don't waste that on anybody, you know. I'll tell you a story about me and Piper. Yeah, he was. And me and Piper, he used to take a guy in every Wednesday night, you know, when we'd do television at the Olympic. And me and Piper were walking by the ring. He goes, Ed, whatever you do, don't stop. Do not stop. And he said, you hear that guy screaming? He said, that's what he'll do to you or me. Just keep moving, you know. And that's what we would do.
Wow.
But it was a lot of fun back in the day. And I love the Olympic Auditorium. I have such great memories of the Olympic and drawing big crowds and, you know, big fans. And it's kind of like the way it's going on right now with the World Series. It's happening. You know, everything's happening around Patricia. It's really cool. That's what I like.
Yeah, we've got some really big names in, you know, besides Justin Verlander, too, by the way, we kind of left out. Let's give cheers to, you know, Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman and Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah.
Right? Some good players there. Good players, Eddie. Yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting game. And yeah. Yep. Indeed.
Hey, you know something, Patricia?
What, Eddie?
You know what we're going to do? It's been fun, but
we got to run.
We got to take a break.
We're running to base.
We got to run. Yeah, it's been fun. Hey, everybody, Mouthing Off will be right back right after this.
Mouthing Off, all around the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back with more Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield along with my co-host, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny, the California girl. And you be sure to vote for her, too. We're talking a little college football, Patricia. There's seven SEC teams ranked in the AP Top 25 poll. Can you imagine that? LSU just re-entered the AP poll at number 18 and number 25, South Carolina, earned a ranking for the first time in four seasons. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Well, you know, college football's not, you know, so is it. It's not that exciting. I'm sorry. But yes, Eddie, I'm getting excited over that. Yes. So exciting. The first six teams held their rankings. Georgia's number one. Ohio State, let's hear it for the O in Ohio, number two. Tennessee, number three. They received 13 first place votes, Michigan number four, Clemson number five, and Alabama number six. And then also we have in the head, they're number one heating in their spot, TCU number seven, moved up a spot. UCLA, okay, yeah, well, number eight, that's a bummer. Oklahoma State number nine, and followed, which is even more sad because I haven't been to a USC game, but I do like my USC guys. Followed, they're like at number 10, boo, tie with Wake Forest. Jeez.
Yeah. And that
they're
that,
low
that
on the totem
G.
pole. That's really a bummer
yeah,
to hear
are.
By USC. And also UCLA. What's going on with our California teams?
Well, they just, you know, you got an SEC juggernaut that is like the NFL. And I've always said that the SEC is the number one thing going. I mean, they have the top teams it's like the NFL on any given Sunday, on any given Saturday, the SEC teams can tear you apart. And you know something? The team that is out is Texas after blowing the lead at Oklahoma State. Can you believe that? Texas
wow.
just blew the lead. I mean, now not even ranked. And
that's
they're
pretty
one of
bad
the best
for Texas.
Teams. Oh, yes, it is. And, you know, when you look at things, I look at it, how do you choke like that? Just outright choke. And that's what they did. They just outright choked. And so what are you going to do? You're going to lose your rankings. You're going to lose all this other people looking at you. You're losing all the press. You're losing kind of everything. Now you got to fight your way back up. You know, it's kind of like in the wrestling business. You just got to fight, keep getting up, you know.
That's right. Maybe those Texan teams that take a day off and go eat some good, you know, I don't know.
Barbecue.
Texas steak. Yeah, Texas barbecue. But their steaks are even better in Texas. Ooh, boy.
Oh, you're telling me. Oh,
I'm
boy,
craving,
please.
Yeah, steak, because you know I can't eat that, you know, too often with being a colon cancer warrior. So I crave that juicy, big red steak. So guys, maybe that's what you need. Get some of that blood in your blood and kick some butt, because that's disappointing. Anyway, we're at the conference call with as you were saying, the SEC has seven teams, numbers 1, 3, 6, 15, 18, 19, 25. I feel like I need to go play the lotto with those numbers.
Oh, I mean, that's what I was thinking about. You know, when you're reading that, I mean, and you're saying this, I'm going like, man, that's a good lotto numbers. You know, it's like, but when you think about the SEC has seven teams, look at their rankings. I mean, one, three, six, 15, 18, that down, the only one is holding the load on the back end is that South Carolina Gamecocks. And that's the first time they've been in there in what, four seasons. And right. And that's something else. Yeah.
That's a good thing for them. Yep. So we got the ACC has five teams, which is numbers 5, 10, 16, lucky 21. Well, in that case, not so much, and 24.
When you make the top 25, you've really, really done something. And I mean, look at what's up next.
The Big Ten.
Look at that.
They have four teams. Yeah, you're going to the bigger ranks there. So you got numbers 2, 4, 13, and 17. And then you've got the Pac-12, which they also have four teams, numbers 8, 10, 12, and 14. I feel like I got to put that little ball on the thing and watch it bounce and go, okay, your lucky number, Mega, let's go, right? And then the Big 12 has three teams, numbers 7, 9, and 22.
Yeah, and you know they're a lower conference kind of compared to the Big 12, the Pac 12, Big 10, the ACC, the SEC. I mean they're just lucky they're in there. I'm just
telling
you
that. Yeah,
that's just they're just you know it's kind of like you know the luck of the lottery. You know what I mean? You're
right.
Talking about they're just lucky. They're Heine's in there. That's all they need to know. You know, what a lineup of great teams. SEC has to be the best conference, period. I keep preaching that until I'm blue in the face. But they're just like the NFL. I mean, when you look at the Alabamas, you look at the Tennessees, you just go down to Georgias. I mean, it's just unbelievable. That's how good they are. I mean, they can play with a lot of NFL teams. Some of them can. And
You know,
Alabama's strong, and Georgia is unbelievable.
I mean, Ohio State. I'm pretty proud of Ohio right now. That Cincinnati chili, they might be sharing with them. You know, I think the NFL's jumping and sharing with the college. You know.
Yeah, you know what's round on both ends and high in the middle, Patricia?
Well, that could mean a lot of things, but what, Eddie?
Ohio.
True. That's right. There's a movie out there I suggest watching, all you listeners. It's called The O in Ohio, and it's with Danny DeVito, and it's hilarious. I love Danny DeVito, but, you know, it's got a nice story about Ohio, the good old Midwest, which that's where my family's from. So I just happened to dodge
that
bullet.
Like, you're so sweet. You know what I mean?
I was born here in L.A., so, you know, I've got the city girl and the country heart, something like that. Midwest heart.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's better to have hope your soul than soap your hole. Patricia,
that's what they
always
say,
remember that, you know?
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I look at college football and it's really starting to heat up now, you know, everybody's starting to play like they need to play, and it's going to get better. You know, each week it'll start changing. You'll see all these numbers changing kind of like the lotto, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down. All week long, it'll start changing. And that's what I love about sports. It changes. It doesn't stay the same. And it's kind of like me. I don't ever stay the same. I like to be different. I am different. That's why they call me the Continental Lover, a rich woman's love and a poor girl's dream, because I change. You know, I'm kind of like a chameleon. I don't like to stay in one place. I like to do things. I like to beast places. I get excited about that.
Right.
Don't you?
You're
the same way.
Yeah, but I got that out of my system, like, you know, past. Now I like to be at home. Home is where the heart is. I'm all about that now. You know, but
my home is where my heart is too. That's fine, but I got to get out and get stuff done. You know what I mean? It's like, you know,
yeah. But we got some exciting stuff. You've got some good things coming up. And ever since we talk about jabronis, I'm always calling people in front of me on the highway, "You dang jabroni, get out of my way!"
Yeah, you
know,
jabroni.
I'm like that's stuck in my head.
Salute the sports personalities that have royally stunk up the joint.
Ooh, was that you?
Nope. Must have been the dog.
Here's Fast Eddie Mansfield with his Jabronis of the Week.
Who's your Jabroni of the Week?
Oh my goodness. Purdue Boilermakers, Aiden O'Connell, laid an egg at Cap Randall Stadium. They literally laid an egg. They are a full loss behind Illinois in the Big Ten. You can have, you know something? You can be a great ball player, but if your team loses, that means you're a jabroni. You're not a leader. Leaders lead and winners win. And they take their team to a higher standard. And it's like now, you want to talk about a jabroni? You might as well put Tom Brady in the jabroni.
Oh my gosh. I told you, wasn't I saying that all along about him?
Yeah, they've lost four in a row. Uh-huh. I mean, when have you known Tom Brady his whole career to lose four games in a row? Never.
Now? Yep. Yeah. That's what he gets for wanting to stay in. He should have quit while he was ahead. And that's the saying on that one. When you're a winner, stay a winner. You know, and now he's going to go out a loser. Yep. He's going to retire.
Well, he don't look good right now. No. I mean, it's like they, you know, the sad thing is all those Super Bowls he's won and all this other stuff, they're going to remember him for this last stinking season. And it stinks to high heaven. It's like manure. He's like playing like manure. You know that?
The Bucks probably want to buck him off, you know, as they say. But hey, you know what, Eddie? Oh, I know what. You know what? We're going to be right back after this, Eddie.
You got it. All over the world.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now at Staples, save 25% on all desks, storage and filing products, chair mats, lighting, decor, and desk accessories when you buy a chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 10/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G ultra wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlo chose Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Your bills are due on the 13th, but you don't get paid until the 15th. Sound familiar? Life doesn't always wait for payday. Get the NetSpend All Access account for your everyday mobile banking needs and get paid up to 2 days faster with direct deposit. Get started today at netspend.com and go beyond banking. Banking services provided by and account established by Pathward NA member FDIC. Faster access based on comparison of our ACH processing policy versus posting funds at settlement. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back with more Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield along with my co-host, Patricia Summerlin. Some less than stellar football, Patricia, has been played this weekend. Tom Brady got spanked by the Panthers of all teams. Panthers 21-3. You know, he needs Gronk. He's got to bring Gronk back. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, gosh, Eddie, like I was saying earlier, segment, I think he needs more than Gronk. I think he needs to get his head back in the game and quit worrying about his lovely wife and all the drama that's, you know, at home because of him being in this game that he chose to be in. So he's got to tighten up some heartstrings, if you will, and get back in there because a lost cause, and he's going to go out as a loser. We all know Tom Brady was the greatest. He played the greatest games, but how embarrassing. Think about it, for his last retirement game, and he loses. And he doesn't bring the ball anywhere but down.
Well, that's what he's done. I mean, they're 3-4.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they've lost like four games in a row.
Yep.
I mean, this is like, you know, I'm in agreement with you. You know, sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And he should have folded last year, but nope, I want to come back. I want to get one more ring. You know how many rings you want, idiot?
Yep.
I mean, it's like, come on already. I mean, that's when greed.
That's greed, and that and you get punished for that greed. So instead of walking away a winner, as he was a hero. He's in it now. Now he's going to be a zero hero, it looks like, Eddie.
Well, I agree with you because I think that he should have just went home and been a great dad. He's done every stinking thing that could be done in the name of football. I mean, what more can you do? I just got to say this. It's on the tip of my tongue, and I got to say it. I have lost a lot of respect for Tom Brady as a human being because he has everything in the world. He's got plenty of Super Bowls. He's had a great wife, got a great family, and then he turns his back on his family. Now he's running back up to Bridget Moynihan up there in the Hamptons, and it's like, you know, come on.
Well, that too.
Why would you do that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't have respect for that. Because he could have walked away. He's got millions of dollars. He should have turned his head toward his wife and said, thank you so much for supporting me these years. But nope, he turned his nose up on her because he's just got that ego. That ego will kill you. And I tell people that on the sets when I'm producing, don't let your ego, you know, don't let your battleship mouth overload your rowboat ass. That's what you got to know. And that's what happens sometimes. You know that.
Well, and that's what he did. You know, he promised his wife that was it per the last, his last game and the last season. You know, it's like, honey, yes, I'm done. And he actually started that. He told the world he was retired. And then you come back.
Yeah, he retired.
Yeah, right. And then he comes back, and his wife is furious. You know, he just lied to her. He can't do that, and he knows that. So, you know, again, Bridget, I'm not worried about him with that. I think he's being a good dad with their son. He's over there visiting his son and doing all that great stuff. But he's too much there, here, everywhere, thinking this, oh, my God, is my wife going to leave me? Is this going to be real? Are we divorcing? You know, he's got a lot of stuff. He's got a lot of money to lose, too, not to mention. Listen, if they go through divorce,
that's not
going to be easy in either of them. But my heart lies with his wife. I believe she supported him all the way, just like you said, and he should have just gave in, threw in the towel at the last one, and went out a hero. But no, he's in it now, and now he may lose everything, by the way. You know, he may lose his wife,
I look at it,
the divorce, the money, cars, fame, whatever, and they're going to go, huh, Tom Brady, who, what? you know. So that's on him. I sure hope not.
It is on him. And when I look at this, I would say is being a two-sport professional athlete, there's a time just to go. You know what I mean? It's just been fun. You got to run. I was blessed, you know, as an athlete. I did a lot of stuff. And you know, I knew when I needed to hang it because they were hanging me up anyway. And because I wouldn't kick money back. And that's professional wrestling.
Right.
And, you know, professional wrestlers. And I have my druthers with professional wrestling, and you know that.
Right.
But I don't speak them too much. But I can say this. He should have walked away as a lead man. You know, it's kind of like a lead man and you know, like a Bruce Willis. He should have walked away years ago, but he didn't. And now he's remembered that he can't think. You see what I mean?
Well, it's a shame. Yeah.
And Tom Brady too.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's a shame. And because I know Bruce from you know, New York. And it's just you got to know when to go. You know, just keep hanging around and trying to get back in the wrestling ring and stuff like this when you're old. You know, it's like you trying to get back in a wrestling ring. I mean, don't think about doing that. You're lowering yourself. You know, you're better than that. You've already done that. You know what I mean? Don't go back in a wrestling ring. Just why? I mean, what are you going to gain from it? You see what I mean? And that's just me. And I want to bring this up too. Mm-hmm. I really don't believe that Aaron Rodgers, I think his tough talk is hurting his team and not helping the Packers. And I really don't believe this too. I don't believe that Rodgers is sold on his team. Do you?
No, I don't think he's in the game all the way. You know, but embarrassingly to Taylor Heineke and the Washington Commanders, they lost, you know, 23-21 in week 7. Nick Wright would like the highest paid player in the sport, Aaron Rodgers, to play a lot better. They want Aaron to play a lot better with an average of 230 yards a game only, which is not Aaron Rodgers, right. And only 6.5 yards an attempt.
No.
Nick believes Rodgers really needs to step up things for the Packers to turn things around because he's not doing it. And I think you're right. His heart's not in the game. It's just not there 100%.
Right.
I almost think he wanted to hop over, right, and play. What was the other card we were talking about he was going to? They wanted him, and he decided to stay with the Packers.
I can't remember the team, but there was two teams that really wanted him bad. And they were almost, you know, tampering. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's a serious deal in pro sports when you start tampering with star athletes. Especially a future Hall of Famer, unless he screws that up, you know. And it's like, I hope he doesn't, because Aaron Rodgers has had a great career. And you know, when you look at the Giants, they are 6-1. NFL East, Patricia, is the toughest division in the NFL. Can you figure that out? I mean, and we're not even talking about the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles are still undefeated. They haven't been beat yet.
Yeah.
They're the only undefeated team in the NFL.
Yeah. And the Chiefs hammer the 49ers. Oh, gosh. I bet Debbie, you know, as we call her, Dallas from GLOW, she's a 49ers because she lives up there. And, you know, she's a 49ers fan. Boy, she's probably, like, really upset. I've never seen a more dedicated fan than her. But the Packers and the Bucks stunned, of course, as we just talking about.
Absolutely. But you know what's really exciting is the fans in New York are going crazy over the Jets and the Giants. You know, the Jets are like 5-2 and the Giants are 6-1. They haven't seen that in so long. The last time I believed that the Giants did anything was when Parcells was there in the 80s, you know, when it won a couple.
And that's,
you know,
way so, back.
Well, they,
yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but excuse me. Let me give Eli Manning. He won two Super Bowls with the Giants. That is important, because if you win two Super Bowls, can you imagine the Manning family? They got enough hardware to shine forever. That's all they do, you know. And I'm excited for the Jets and the Giants and the New York fans, aren't you?
Yep, absolutely. I am, Eddie. I think New York's got those two teams because, again, the Yankees are in, you know, and the Yankees are usually right on their game. So, you know, they're true blue fans, the New Yorkers. They don't mess around. So I can only imagine they're up. Yeah, they're happy with the Jets and the Giants. And good for them.
Hey, the biggest news out of the NFL is Christian McCaffrey being traded to the 49ers from the Panthers. And let me explain some stuff. Did you know that he got traded from the Panthers to the 49ers, and Kyle Shanahan is a head coach of the 49ers? Okay, now let's go back a few years. His dad, Ed McCaffrey, right, played for Mike Shanahan, Kyle's father, in Denver. Now, look at that legacy. That's very rare that you ever see a father and son play for another father and son in the NFL or anywhere.
Wow.
You notice that?
That's
isn't that cool?
That is. That's very cool. That is really, really cool. I mean,
and he can play. Christian McCaffrey can absolutely play. And what we better go to right now?
What's that, Eddie?
Patricia's Power Player of the Week.
Oh, yeah. We can't forget my Power Player of the Week now.
No way.
You know, and you know who's,
well, go.
You know who's going to be? I'm going to tell you. Is it Little Poppy?
Tell me.
Do we say Little Poppy or Pappy? Or I don't know. You know, you've got to have that little slang, which I don't. I have Spanglish. But Bryce Harper's fast playoff starts for Phillies, and he is my Power Player of the Week. He struggled, you're right, in early playoff careers, but both took off. And we're talking the other player. We've got two. So you got Bryson Stott. Is that right, Eddie? He's got a funny last name. Stott. Tot. You know, minus the S. Do we go Tot?
Yeah.
Bryson Tot? Like Tater Tot? I don't know, but they're both.
Yeah, like Tater Tot.
Yeah, they're headed to the World Series following the Phillies win. And that is incredible. I mean, they played very good, very good. And the Phillies win. Harper was named 2022 National League Championship Series Most Valuable Player. Okay, Harper says he's thankful,
well, it's about time.
Right? He's grateful to be in the position. He goes, I'm grateful for my teammates, which is team player. That's what needs to be. The organization, the fan base. You know, and I think he's right.
Always remember, Patricia, there is no I in team.
Exactly.
There's no I in team.
No, that's right, Eddie. And, you know, and he's given appreciation. So, you know, he definitely deserves the Power Player of the Week because they're going to the, you know, to the big one.
World Series.
To the World Series. I say the big one.
Yeah.
The big bowl, but it's not the bowl,
it
guys.
Is the big
it's one. The NFL is the bowl, but I call it the big bowl. That's the big boys, the big league.
Hey, Dak Prescott returned. Dak Prescott returned, and the Cowboys didn't miss a beat.
No, that's because they didn't change their. That's because they didn't change their game plan, Eddie.
Oh, absolutely. It was all about the game plan. And the Titans over the Colts remain atop the AFC. And Patricia, guess what?
We're going to be right back, everybody. We're going to take a show break.
That's it. See you later in a minute.
All over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now Being Off, all over the world.
Welcome back to Now Being Off. I am your Mrs. Sunny, the California girl, with my fabulous co-host, Fast Eddie. Hey, Eddie, what do we got going our final what ifs, what haves, and where do we go with all this wonderful sports action?
Let me tell you, we've got the World Series starting, the Astros versus the Phillies. And by the time this show is on the air Saturday night, we'll know who the winner of that is. And the NFL seems to me, to be in disarray. What about you? What do you think, Patricia?
Yeah, you know, again, yeah, a little bit. It sure is. I think the Major League Baseball has certainly stepped up and taken over the shine a little bit from the NFL. You know, that's the way I see it. Yeah. It seems more exciting at that end. I'm actually, like I said, pulling for the Phillies. So we got to bet on that, Eddie. We're going to bet and we'll see who comes through, right? But you know what?
Yeah,
could it be age? Could it be the age-related thing? As they say, age. Oh, my gosh, I hate to say that. In the case of a couple quarterbacks,
I don't know, right?
They just can't perform as they have previously. That's a great topic for another show, Eddie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That is a great topic for another show. We may just have to do that next week. And you know something? It's been we've had a great show today, and we want to thank all our 2.5 million Mouthing Off listeners. And I want you to vote for Patricia Summerlin. Tell them how to do that.
Well, you got to go on my Facebook, you know, vote. Find me there. Unfortunately, if you're not my friend, you really can't. It's kind of difficult, but, you know, I'm trying to put it out there so it's in the public. So if you do happen to run across Patricia Summerlin and you'll say Fab 40, please go hit the link, read my story and all that good stuff. Hit the link, free vote, and vote every day till December 15th so I can win and I can tell my story in New Beauty Magazine. It's a 2-page article, and I look really forward in doing that. And I really appreciate all of you wonderful listeners.
Yeah, and we thank you for listening each and every week. And for Patricia Summerlin, I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield. We'll see you next week. Same time, same station.
Same place, Eddie. We love you and appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Have a great one. Bye-bye.